This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Matt Moores with CBSSports.com, our NBA insider on the network, and he's back on the bench to talk a little pro-rec. How you doing there, Matt? Happy holidays.
Doing well, man. How are you?
Good. Hey, so, Matt, we're talking about Ball's kids that they're sending to Lithuania to play on that crappy Pro League team that's in last place that they're going to make around a nickel a game. What was your first reaction when you heard that they were going to go play over there and that their dad was going to send them over there to be, I guess, allegedly pros? I don't know if you could even call it that.
I mean, I think it's a bummer just because that's not a good environment for them to play in. Like, there are great overseas leagues, you know, in Spain and some of the other ones. Even Greece is good. Like, Lithuania is not one of the ones to discuss like that. There have been some great players that come out of there, but that is not one of the higher regarded leagues. And even still, like, you know, it's clear they're just trying to get these kids into pro systems to try and boost their profile. And you know, there are problems with the process of how guys go through from high school to college to NBA. And AAU has problems, and college has issues, not the least of which is getting them paid. And then the NBA has issues with development and how kids drop out. But there is at least a process, and they're trying to skirt around all of that, and that just doesn't seem like it's a good plan for their future. And some of that's because of their talent level. It'd be different if they were more talented, but you know, I think that with the amount of jokes that family receives, I just think it's kind of unfortunate that this is where they're headed versus maybe another path based off of both their skill level and what would be best for them as players.
Do you think that they're going to be safe there, and do you think that they should have been pulled out of high school and college the way the father did that?
You know, I can't speak to the safe question. I'm not an expert on, you know, where Lithuania is at in terms of that stuff, or crime rate or international stability or anything like that. What I can say is, you know, most of the players that are there overseas, they'll have handlers and they'll have people that are watching out for them. Ball is connected enough to where LeVar will most likely make sure that they're taken care of in a way that's appropriate. There's never been any sort of indication that LeVar does anything that's reckless or harmful to his kids. It's just that he self-promotes to an excessive degree. I don't think pulling him out was the right move. I think that sticking with it probably was a better approach, especially considering, you know, he had a lot of success with Lonzo at UCLA. That got him the number two pick. And trying to go around it seems a little excessive. I understand he was upset about how things went down, but like I said, the whole thing just seems a little bit, the story keeps getting wilder and more out of control, and I'm not sure that that's a good sign for the kids at this point.
What do you think of the Lakers telling him to cool it? How long do you think it'll be before they ban him from Staples?
Within the year, probably. I mean, you know, if they hit a skid, which they are very much likely to, not just that they've been bad overall, but if they really hit a skid and Lonzo hits a rookie wall and he's not playing as much as LeVar thinks he's going to, he's going to get louder. The more that they try and shut him down, the louder he's going to get. They can tell the reporters not to talk to the families in the family section. He's still going to find ways to get his message out, and he'll be critical. It's going to be an ongoing drama. They knew this when they signed up for Lonzo, and they said it wasn't going to bother them. He's going to test that resolve.
Do you think, Matt Moore with us at CBSSports.com, do you think the Thunder are going to fix their problems?
I continue to be an optimist, and every time I'm like, no, like, I think there's real reason that they're going to be okay. They do stuff like they get waxed by 18 by Charlotte, a really bad team. Like, every time I think that they've started to turn it around, they win 3 of 4. Okay, it wasn't pretty, but at least they got some wins. Maybe they're figuring some stuff out. They get Paul George back. Then they have another bad loss. There's still a lot of reasons. Their defense is legitimately great. They have a great defense. And their problem is that they can't figure out how to get Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, and Paul George to score enough. That doesn't really seem like it's intuitive. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So you assume things are going to get back on track. A lot of it gets down to this. Do you think that the reigning MVP, Russell Westbrook, is all of a sudden an inefficient player that makes bad decisions consistently almost every time out? Or is he having a really bad stretch to start the season? I'm not ready to sell all my Westbrook stock yet, so I think they're going to be okay.
What do you think of Kawhi Leonard coming back tonight, and he left the court at one point or another. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, you know, he got shut down and was going back for more treatment. So, you know, we'll see kind of where it goes. This condition that he's got, the tendinopathy, is supposed to be pretty complicated and can really flare up pretty easy. It's one of those things that only gets better with rest, which is why he's been out so long. Hopefully it's not related to that. You know, we'll see what happened. He looked great when he came back, because he always does, because he's a machine. But apparently the machine needs some repairs, because he continues to have these issues. And the Spurs are doing fine so far, so it's okay. But it does make you a little bit nervous for how his season's going to go.
I love watching this Sixers team. They came back on Minnesota tonight and are basically, I think, either up one or two in this final minute of this game in mini. What do you think of that team? I love watching Embiid and Simmons and, frankly, the rest of them, too. Saric.
They're crazy versatile. They're way more versatile than I thought they were going to be. I thought they would have a lot of athleticism, but they wouldn't be able to shoot efficiently, and they'd be pretty bad defensively with all the young guys. Defensively, they have nights where they're really good. They're still inconsistent because they're a young team, but Saric is outside shooting, and obviously the addition of J.J. Redick, they're able to spread the floor. Simmons is way better than I thought he'd be, and not just because of kind of his poise and control and where his body is, but he's really good at attacking mismatches. When they put a small guy on him, he puts him in the post. When they put a big on him, he works them in the pick and roll. His ability to manipulate whatever the defense throws at him is way beyond where I thought it would be at this point.
So can you believe even how Phoenix is playing without Booker? Like, when he went down, I thought they were toast. They're, like, winning in Sacramento tonight. And, you know, they've been given every night, it doesn't matter who they play, they give them a game.
They've been better. There's a lot. I think there's some good signs there. I think once they got rid of Earl Watson, who I really just think was not well equipped to coach that team, you know, they have some talent there. I think Dragan Bender gives them a lot defensively. Mike James is coming in nowhere, and he's been great for them as a point guard, being able to give them a lift. They've got some guys on that team that can really play. We'll see if they can actually make something out of it. This is just kind of a December blip, but it is kind of promising. I think part of what they're taking advantage of, though, is that the West really isn't all that great. That opens the door for Phoenix, teams like Phoenix, to maybe steal some or hang in there, because the West is not nearly the kind of conference that we thought it was going to be.
You know, Matt Moore, finally, I got a minute. You see, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said he thinks the NBA is replacing the NFL as America's league and America's game. Do you buy that? I mean, the ratings are huge, through the roof for the NBA right now. What do you think?
I think the bar is getting closer. I think that you've still got generations that have viewed the NFL as the sport. My dad's an NFL fan, was never an NBA fan. His grandfather was an NFL fan, not an NBA fan. It's going to take time, but I do think that the younger generation really connects with this sport. And I think with all the negative stories that the NFL has generated over the last 2 years, the NBA is a sport that I think everybody can feel good about.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Matt, great stuff, brother. Have a great holiday and New Year. Thanks for coming on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. Enjoy the NBA the rest of this week and through the holidays.
Thanks, man. Happy holidays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.